Colin McGourke, new Derry hurling manager. Before we talk about Derry hurling and obviously your National Hurling League campaign, I just realised in talking to you beforehand that you have strong Donegal ties.
Well, my mother used to take us to the Glen every year. Glen Columbkill, cousins in McHughes, originated from Swinford in Mayo, and whenever they emigrated at the end of the 19th century, he met a lady from Glen Columbkill, Mina Cross McGinley, who lived the lane beside Pat and Agnes over there. So we would have stayed with Pat and Agnes and repaired the old homestead along with our American cousins every summer for a week and came back the following year, and it would be twice as bad estates. But we also made many friends over there. There's a lady still living there, Kathleen McGinley, who's a great friend of my late mother's, and I'd like to just say hello to her, her son Colm, and the rest of the family.
So your mother was Glen, was she?
No, my mother's sister, Aunt Ellen, married a GI during the war, and it was Jack McHugh's father had emigrated to Swinford in Mayo and married McGinley from Glen Columbkill in America, and the McHugh's still live in Jenkinstown in Philadelphia.
Well, we know where all the McGourke football came now. It came from Donegal.
It came from those summers in the Glen. Yeah. you can say hello to John Joe and Paddy Higgerty as well. Yeah. You know, you're at it.
Brilliant. And obviously you can't leave Noel out either.
No. Yeah. I mentioned Noel.
Tell me, anyway, you obviously were a dual player in your own playing days, but you've taken over Derry Hurlers now, first year.
I've got great assistance in that role from Mickey Glover and Kevin Kelly, the two fellas that are along with me, and Terry Gray and Catherine are physio, and Ben McGuckin. So it's we've got a good team behind us, and we're enjoying it so far.
And relegated from 2A to 2B last year, it would appear it's a rebuilding job in Derry, is it?
Not really, because Tom McLean had done a lot of really good work, the fellow that was in charge beforehand, and he was unfortunate in that a lot of people chose to retire after they were beaten in the ring final from last season, and I think that impacted heavily on the results last season.
But because they went on without a win in the league last year, and that's how we've ended up in the lower league this year.
But that's correct.
But you got off to a good start last week, and I know you're working off a depleted panel at the moment.
We are. Obviously, with Slaven Neil's contingent being involved in two competitions, and mind you, some of their careers could nearly play senior inter-county hurling. They're that good. We're down, and they play Coola, and we've been fortunate enough to pick up the two Waldrons from Coola, who were born in Loop, and their parents have now built a home back in the Loop, in County Derry. Brian Walden, his father was actually chairman of the Kilkenny board for years, and Brian's father started the hurling club in Freshford in Kilkenny.
Yeah, so you're down. How many Maslachnil players are you down?
Well, the numbers aren't, I suppose, decided yet. But we'll be hoping to get hopefully 7 or 8 of them to play at some stage during the year. It's really about probably giving them a rest because they've got that much on board as well. So, I think the decision's been made by Central Council that if Slaven Neil beat Coola next week, that they. All Ireland club hurling final wouldn't be Easter Sunday.
Yeah, so that means they're going to be really out of
they'd be out for the entirety of the league, and
regardless how it goes, you're going to be without a couple of players anyway.
Well, regardless of what way the result finishes, hopefully we'll get some players back. Yeah. Be it the two Waldens or the Slaven contingent.
Yeah. Anyway, as we said, you got off to a good start last week down in Castlebar. You know, beating last year.
We had a good start. Mayo were very confident. They've done a lot of work, and their hurling was very good. The game could have went either way. Mayo got a few of the scores that they missed during the game. We found it very difficult with the depleted numbers. We were into injury time, we're 5 up, and nearly blew it then, because Mayo had introduced 5 subs, and that told a story, But hopefully we'll have a few more bodies out tomorrow. Young Brian Hogue McGilligan's playing in the Sigerson final, which I think starts shortly. So we're not sure what involvement we'll have from him, but we're hoping we'll have some other fellas back. John O'Dwyer being one.
And you've brought in a few new players, a few recent minors.
We have, well, Owen McKeever's not available tomorrow, but young Derek Carton and John O'Dwyer's 21, he's under 21, Gavin McCormick's under 21, Paddy Turner, likewise, he's only first year at university, he's been hurling with Queens in the McGurk Cup, and they've all done really well. Kieran Steele's an under 21 as well, he's come in and has got good pace and has shown well for us, so... Look, we've been fortunate to have them and for them to come through.
Yeah, obviously it's always difficult in Derry, isn't it, because of the dual players, it's always difficult to get numbers out, and obviously, you know, especially when you come to a situation where maybe a team reaches its end and quite a lot of players retire.
Yeah, it is, but at the end of the day you're better off with people that want to play the game and that are passionate about it, and forcing people that maybe have no that have a minimal thought of playing for hurling for Derry, and then you know, not putting in the effort. So the fellas that are there are solidly behind the wheel, and we'll just get on with it, whatever players we have.
And I seen Rory Convery was on good form last week, 1-5.
He did. He clipped over two sideline balls that you wouldn't see in Crow Park. One from about 60 yards off the ground, and the other from about 45 in the first half. So. If he can do that again, we'll be more than happy.
And tell me, who else from the show, the more experienced wing? I see Liam Henfey isn't available. He's out injured at the moment.
Well, Liam's recovering, and he's been struggling that way. So Kevin has been there, and Sean McCulloch has come back in and been really strong. And their goalkeeper is a super player, Darrell McDermott. So,
yeah. Anyway, you're in Navan tomorrow against Meath.
Yeah, Meath are very strong. They beat, I suppose, Antrim in the Christy Ring final last year. And they think they've got themselves a really strong panel. They gave Down a big beating last week. I don't know, I think Down were short a few. But regardless of that, it'll be a very difficult task for us tomorrow. But
So we'll. And you're hoping to have a few players back for it?
We are, yes. Depending on Brian Ogg's availability, we will have John O'Dwyer returning. His father was a native of Tipperary, and John's an exciting prospect for the future. So
And of course, it probably is your toughest game, really, when you look at the fixture, because you have Wicklow at home, Roscommon at home, and Down away.
It is our toughest fixture. After this, I think with Wicklow at home and yes, Roscommon at home, and then Down away, which will be a tough one as well. But we have with a couple. Tiernan McCluskey is returning from injury, and he plays some part at some stage tomorrow. And we're hoping in the next couple of weeks that Ray's brother will complete the quartet of McCluskey brothers playing for us. So,
and tell me, what's the objective, Collie, for the league?
Well, like I mean, straight away, if we can. Just to maintain our status quo, and if we with a bit of luck, I suppose we'd need a bit of luck to try and squeeze into a playoff at the end of it. I suppose our focus really this year has to be on the Nicky Racket and trying to get back into the Christy Ring Cup.